What are money market funds, and what is the size of the industry? Despite the increased publicity that these funds have received since 2008, a common definition of a money market fund remains elusive. In the book, the contributing authors describe in great detail numerous types of money market funds from many jurisdictions. At a very general level, we can define a money market fund simply as a pass-through vehicle that channels cash from investors to borrowers without the use of leverage. The report of the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, entitled Money Market Fund Reform Options, published in 2010, defines money market funds as intermediaries between shareholders who desire liquid investments, often for cash management, and borrowers who seek term funding. The Securities and Exchange Commission explains on its website that money market funds are a type of a mutual fund that invests in high-quality, short-term debt securities, pays dividends that generally reflect short-term interest rates, and seeks to maintain a stable net asset value per share. In the US, it is typically a stable net asset value fund that sells and redeems its shares at $1 per share. The Securities and Exchange Commission also explains that money market funds are different from money market depository accounts offered by banks and should not be confused with them. Money market depository accounts are guaranteed by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and therefore the principal in that deposit account is fully protected up to the dollar limits established by law. In the US, this limit is currently $250,000. An investment in a money market fund, however, has no deposit guarantee. A US money market fund prospectus always states that investors may lose money in a money market fund. The European Commission defines money market funds not through their functions, but rather through the universe of eligible investments. The European Commission states that a money market fund is a mutual fund that invests in short-term debt securities issued by banks, governments, or corporations. The European definition envisions two types of money market funds: short-term money market funds and standard money market funds. The European Commission further explains that these debt securities are eligible for money market funds for as long as their residual maturity does not exceed 397 days for a short-term money market fund or 2 years for a standard money market fund. European money market funds can be denominated in any particular currency, but invest mostly in debt denominated in euro, pound sterling, or US dollar. The importance of money market funds cannot be overemphasized and is apparent from the size of the industry. Assets under management of these funds reached an all-time high of $5.8 trillion in the first quarter of 2009. To illustrate, money market fund assets exceeded the gross domestic product of Japan for the same year. Currently, worldwide assets under management of money funds are at $4.5 trillion. Approximately 58% of these assets managed by US money market funds and about 28% are managed by European money market funds. Taken together, US and European money market funds account for 85% of the global industry assets. That's why the main focus of the book is on the funds organized in these two geographies. However, given the explosive growth of money market funds in other, less researched regions, the book contains a chapter describing the state of money market fund industry in Australia, Asia, Africa, Latin America, and Canada.